Carmelo Anthony trial protests erupt outside Texas courthouse, supporters chant self-defense is not a crime. By Warner Todd Houston on June 4, 2026. Supporters of accused murderer Carmelo Anthony have gathered outside a Texas courthouse to demonstrate in support of the black teenager during the opening day of his trial in the 2025 killing of a white high school football player named Austin Metcalf. Video taken of the protests shows supporters chanting that self-defense is not a crime, which is the principal defense being pushed by 19-year-old Carmelo Anthony's legal team. In April of last year, Anthony allegedly argued with fellow student and football player Austin Metcalf at the high school in Frisco, Texas, and suddenly pulled a large knife out of his gym bag and stabbed the unarmed Metcalf in the chest, killing him. Now, as the trial begins, protesters are gathering to support the accused murderer. Watch. Collin County pro Carmelo Anthony protesters are chanting self-defense is not a crime outside of the Collin County courthouse where Anthony's criminal trial is underway. They're wearing shirts with Anthony's face on them that read "We decree he is free, Carmelo Anthony," pic.twitter.com/GQ2X. Frontlinespusa, at Frontlinespusa, June 3, 2026. Can someone please explain this to me? Carmelo Anthony literally stabbed Austin Metcalf to death over a verbal altercation according to himself and eyewitnesses. What is the injustice here for him being tried for his crime? Also, what do you mean supporters? Support for pic.twitter.com/ACCS65Y59. Lizzie, at Farming on Jesus, June 4, 2026. The belligerent protesters have already been seen on video confronting counter-protesters. This morning I tried to interview Carmelo Anthony supporters and they immediately got aggressive. Their security then told me that he would be my worst nightmare if I didn't leave. A look into some of the people here in support of Carmelo Anthony. pic.twitter.com/JC9GurraCow. Savannah Hernandez, at Safsays, June 3, 2026. In another case, Anthony's supporters were recorded hurling racial epithets at opponents. Carmelo Anthony's supporters are currently screaming racial profanities at two white men who have shown up in support of Austin Metcalf. One black man stated, "I'ma push you if I get close enough. Push you right into that grave, FCKU cracker." pic.twitter.com/GRR3HA5WPK. Savannah Hernandez, at Safsays, June 4, 2026. Activists are also angry this week after jury selection ended without a single black juror chosen to sit on the case. Anthony's legal team is throwing the race card and saying that the three black jurors they chose were struck down by the prosecution for racial reasons. But prosecutors said they struck the three potential black jurors because all three were school teachers and the case concerned a school and its policies. The judge agreed with the prosecution's argument and impaneled the all-white jury over the protests of defense lawyers. Social media users have also chimed in about the protests. There is a cancerous large portion of black culture that thinks they can behave any way they wish and any pushback or response to their behavior is automatically racist and not fair, and oppression, etc. I really wish and hope black people push back against this predominant. Hevel, at Gibson, June 4, 2026. Best I can come up with is that racism is America's oldest grift. And grifters are going to grift. Greg Herman, at Porch Yeller, June 4, 2026. Why bring a knife to a track meet? Was he anticipating violence? This was a school-sanctioned event and weapons of any kind were never allowed at our athletic activities. And don't tell me he brought it to cut apple slices for lunch. Freedom Babe 1, at Babe _ Freedom, June 3, 2026. Self-defense? He was told to move from under the tent, reached in his bag saying "touch me and see what happens," then pulled the knife and stabbed an unarmed kid in the chest over a shove. That's not protecting himself. That's escalating a verbal dispute into murder with a deadly. Cherry Pop Patriot, at Royal Cherry Light, June 3, 2026. Self-defense? He was told to move from under the tent, reached in his bag saying "touch me and see what happens," then pulled the knife and stabbed an unarmed kid in the chest over a shove. That's not protecting himself. That's escalating a verbal dispute into murder with a deadly. Cherry Pop Patriot, at Royal Cherry Light, June 3, 2026. Funny how you can murder someone and then have scum like these people protest in your defense. The mental illness these people have is irreversible, and that makes them as dangerous as that little soon-to-be fag in prison, Carmelo Anthony. They can cry all they want, he. Carolina Dave, at David Crowell 434, June 3, 2026. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston. Truth Social at Warner Todd Houston, or at x/Twitter at WT Houston.